Very blessed and holy new year to all of you, from Bishop Kelly, Bishop Sante, Bishop Carroll, all the priests, the seminarians, brothers, and the daughters of Mary. The epistle appointed read for the circumcision of our Lord is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to Titus. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is a gospel taken from St. Luke, chapter 2, verse 21. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished, that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. We should live soberly and justly and godly in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Words directed to each and every one of us from the epistle written by St. Paul to Titus. And in these few words, we are admonished in how we are to live our lives. And these words are appropriate for us, of course, now as we begin a new year. We are told how we are to spend our lives, that is, the lives which we have been given to us by our divine Creator, to live in sobriety and in justice and in godliness. These three characteristics mentioned by St. Paul are the very foundation of our daily lives. To live soberly, that is, to live temperately concerning food and drink and pleasures. To practice the virtue of temperance in all things. God has given us the good things of the world to use them in moderation to help us to get to heaven. It is by the virtue of temperance that we overcome our fallen human nature, the way to overcome our own inordinate inclination towards excesses and comforts, to keep ourselves away from the occasions of sin, to strive in doing violence to our wayward wills, so that we may gain the victory over our own selves. And we are to live justly in the eyes of God. That is, to render to each of God's creatures the honor, the respect, the regard due to them as fellow creatures, created in the very same image and likeness of God in which we ourselves are created. To refrain our tongues from speaking evil of our neighbor. To refrain from injuring his reputation and his good name. To render due reverence and honor which in justice we owe to God himself. To love him above all things. To love him more than any created thing. Our family, our homes, even our very own selves. We render that justice to God through our actions in living our faith and living godly each day. To live according to the commandments set down for us for our salvation. To show to the world the purpose for which we are created, namely, to know, love, and serve God in this life and to be happy with him in the next. God has created us and given us the opportunity during this past year to continue to grow in our spiritual life. For that is the very reason that we have time. Time is given to us by God so that we become saints, so that we become holier and holier with each passing year. We are created for God. And at the beginning of this new year, it is appropriate that we again understand the very reason why we are here in this world. We are not created simply to see the seasons pass by, to watch our children to grow up, and to see the changes in the world. We are created in time to use time well, so that we may arrive at the final purpose, and that is sainthood. Why did God make you? Every one of us has been asked that question when we made our first communion. It's the most important question which necessarily requires an important answer. And we know that important answer. We are created to love God. If we did not know the answer to this question, we could not possibly fulfill the purpose of our life. A man who neither knows nor fulfills his purpose is fundamentally a failure. A man who cannot give a clear and decisive answer to the question, why am I in this world, even should he have probed all of the secrets of all the other sciences, knows absolutely nothing. There are many things in this life which we are free and have the power to choose. We choose our dwelling place, our place of business, our undertakings, our journeys here and there. But we cannot choose the purpose of our lives in the very same manner, because we are not masters of our own purpose, precisely because we're creatures. Our body and our soul are the works of Almighty God, the very hand of God Himself. We are His creatures and entirely dependent upon Him for all things. Therefore, it's not enough for us to decide what our purpose is in life. He has decided what it is to be. And He's brought us to the beginning of another year to give us time to achieve that purpose. We are created for the honor and glory of God. And therefore, we must give Him that glory by using our understanding to better comprehend His mysteries and perfections, to use the powers of our body and our soul to do His holy will, that is, to keep His commandments. We must make God's honor, God's glory, the highest aim of our lives and the source of our greatest happiness. We are in this world at the beginning of a brand new year to better know, love, and serve God. That is why we are created. Our happiness, true happiness, depends upon our arriving at this goal. It's a goal which each one of us can attain. It's unlike the treasures in the world, which only a few people can acquire. It's unlike the honors and recognition of our fellow men, which fades quickly with the end of each day. It's the goal to dwell beyond this world and beyond time, to live not from one year to the next, to see the passing of one year and the arrival of another one, but to abide with God for all eternity. That's the purpose of our life. Solomon, the wise king, had amassed all the fortunes of the world, fortunes and possessions. His ships brought gold from distant lands. He had every worldly gratification that his heart desired. His name was famous at home and also abroad. And he who had all things in this world was never fully satisfied. He called all created things vanity and the vexation of spirit. Our hearts will never be satisfied should we have all the fortune to see all the years roll by, even if we look to the worldly honors and treasures. Our hearts crave and desire, because that's how God created them. Our hearts desire to have something. Our hearts strive after good. And therefore, the one thing that can completely satisfy all the longings of our heart is God Himself, because we are made for Him. The very reason we have arrived at the beginning of a new year is to increase our love for God. With the new year, we should make the resolutions to live soberly, to live justly, and to live godly. Study your faith. Learn more about the mysteries of God. Increase your devotion to the Sacred Heart and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Increase your holiness by the practice of virtue. The end of the time given to you, not the end of the year, but the end of the time of your exile, if you are true to the one purpose for which God has created you, then there will be no doubt, that you will be able to give honor and glory to God forever in the happiness of heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.